finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo, hoo.
Dr. Seuss!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch,
you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana.
With a greasy black peel.
Tell the story.
Now every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, none of us quite know the reason. It could be because his head wasn't screwed on quite right, or it could be because his shoes were tied too tight. But I think the most likeliest reason of all may have been because his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, he sorted his shoes. He stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's.
And they're hanging their stockings.
He snarled with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Grinchy? I wouldn't touch you
with a 39 and a half foot pole.
For tomorrow he knew all the Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise.
Oh, the noise, noise, noise.
That's the one thing he hated.
The noise, noise, noise.
Then the Who's young and old would have a roast beast feast. That's something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. Then they'd do something he'd like least of all. Every Who in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they stand hand in hand, and the Who's would start singing. The more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I've gotta stop this thing. Why, for 50 years, I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
You have termites in your smile.
Ooh.
You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Given the choice between the two of you,
I take the seasick crocodile.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick sanity clause, hat and coat. Then he chuckled, then he clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With his coat and his hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick.
And then he loaded some bags and old empty sacks on a sleigh and rode to ruin the Who's Christmas Day. So we started going down chimneys like old Saint Nick. But the trick was that he stole all the Christmas gifts.
Popguns, bikes, roller skates, rubber chickens and drums. All these Rudy Toot Toots and these Rummy Tum Tums.
He stuffed them all in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one back up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox, stole the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding, he took the roast beef. He stuffed all the food up in the chimney with glee.
And now,
grin the Grinch,
I will stuff up the tree.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch.
Griggity Grinch.
You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you, quote, stink, stank, stung.
The next day, the Grinch slayed up the side of Mount Crumpet to take the sack of toys to the summit to dump it.
Poo-poo to the Who's.
He was grinchously humming.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming.
But every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. And he puzzled for hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something that he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
didn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast.
And I, yes, the Grinch, I carved the roast beef.
You're all right now, Mr. Grinch. You've really turned yourself around. You used to be a bad guy, but now you're kind of okay, Mr. Grinch. You, are doing fine.
Merry Christmas.